If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. It's Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yeah.
All right. I hate to start it with a kind of a sore subject, but Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow are trending this morning.
Yeah. Why is that a sore subject?
Because I don't know how you're going to react to the comments that are happening online about Joe Burrow.
Oh, that he doesn't have it this year and all of that?
That's partly some of the conversation, but it's more about...
I saw one calling him Ellen DeGeneres. He looked like Ellen.
More people are talking about it.
Yeah.
More people are talking about his outfit, it seems. He does have that bleach blonde hair, but he's got like this tiny little vest on.
Yeah.
And maybe a sleeveless shirt. I don't know. And then also NSYNC is trending because people are saying he looks like he's in a boy band.
Uh-huh. He certainly does.
Well, the thing is.
What's going on there?
He's gotten all into that. You know, this summer during the off season, he went over there and did a runway show.
Sure.
Vogue and all of that.
He's a good looking man.
It's part of the, the feminization of the NFL, of football in general.
Okay.
Not that I'm saying that he's feminine, but the goal now is to get women to be all into it. And you'll notice all of the NFL commercials and stuff, like where they're showing that the NFL network, you can stream games and all. It's a wedding scene, and they're sitting up at the table, and the best man's giving the toast, and the woman is sitting there holding her phone, and the guy's looking over her shoulder, and she's in control of it because she's the one that really wants to watch the game.
You're kidding. That's funny.
Now, all of the advertising and promotion of the NFL now is geared toward women.
That's wild.
Well, so, and that's why they're putting this on him. They're probably making him dress, you know, like a girl.
You put on that vest and you bleach that hair.
You get over there to France or Italy or wherever and do a runway show carrying a man bag, which is AKA a bag.
It's a purse.
A purse.
He had really good stats, though. Like,
yeah, he played well.
It wasn't his fault, it doesn't seem like.
Yeah.
But the other LSU Heisman Trophy winning quarterback set it on fire on the other team.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. So
I didn't know where you were going to fall. I guess that's why I was hesitant to bring it.
Rooting for them one against the other, I'm going to root for Burrow because he brought LSU a national championship.
Really?
Yeah.
Still siding with him, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Jaden Daniels didn't bring a national championship.
Right.
But, I mean, I still like him. I still appreciate him and all that. But while we're on the subject, one of the dumbest words, not just in sports, but in all of the history of the English language, is when people refer to a touchdown as a tutty.
I do not like
a tutty.
A tutty? That's what they're saying?
Yeah. He goes in for the tutty. Like, shut. That is the stupidest, goofiest thing.
A tutty.
That's way worse even than natty. Meaning a national championship.
Yeah,
he's got the natty, which is dumb and girl sounding. It sounds like a girl would say, I like your little natty trophy. Oh my God, you scored a tutty. What a great vibe for you. Scoring a tutty and winning the natty.
I hate that. I can't tell you why.
It gives me the cringes.
I heard Travis Kelce say it on their podcast the other day, and I was like,
tutty? Okay, yeah. Well, listen, you're going to embrace new things, I guess, but that one's going to be tough. There are other stories we're going to cover a lot today, but right now, those are just a few things that are now trending.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Make sure you go, please download and subscribe to all of our podcasts and everything. We would really appreciate it. We need you. You reach out and we need you. This is fun. As you know, I am a huge, huge follower of astrology.
Stop it, Rickens.
I'm trying to be serious. Every day of my life is mapped out by whatever my astrological sign tells me to do for that particular day, my horoscope.
Yes.
So when I checked it this morning before I got out of bed, so I would even know to get out of bed or not.
What do the stars say? Should I go to work today?
Well, they have a list of your astrological sign and what one-hit wonder it matches up with. For example, if like I'm a Virgo, and it would give the one-hit wonder star that is also a Virgo. Like, like my birthday is September 16th. It's the same birthday as, when we're talking about singers, B.B. King, the greatest blues singer of all time and player. Richard Marx.
Really?
Yeah. Whose last name is, I think, very fitting of him. But I like his music. All right. So, y'all want to know which one-hit wonders has the same sign as you?
Of course.
Good. We're going to do that. Riggins is a Cancer. Mm-hmm. And I am so jealous because this is one of my all-time favorite pop songs in history of the world.
Okay.
They're calling it a one-hit wonder, but I think the band may have had another minor hit, but I guess they don't count it. Cake by the Ocean by DNCE.
That's a good one.
I absolutely love that song.
Yeah, you've always said that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good one. Joe Jonas.
Yeah, it's a perfect pop song.
Yeah.
Rob, as a Scorpio, got his stinger out all the time. Watch out. Watch out for him. let's see. I'm trying to find it on the list here. You got to wait for everything to load. And Scorpio, again, I'm jealous because I absolutely love this song and I love this woman. Hit 'em Up Style by Blue Cantrell.
That's a good one.
I know.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Hey, lady, when your man wanna get buck wild, just go out and hit him up style.
That's a TRL classic.
Now,
it was.
We go to mine, which is Virgo, and I don't even know this song.
Oh, okay.
By Tones and I, Dance Monkey.
Yeah, you've heard it.
It was like a TikTok song.
Then mostly. I wouldn't know it if it was mostly on the TikTok.
Yeah, and last couple years, maybe during the pandemic.
Yeah, in which I didn't listen to music during the pandemic because I didn't want to catch that virus.
you ain't getting me TikTok with your COVID in my ear.
That's just like with old school calendars, and you get a new calendar and you look through the picture of each month. Mine was always the ugliest. Like Virgo pictures were always the ugliest. So y'all's one hit wonders are great, and mine is terrible. Okay, so there's a couple that planned a wedding. They've been planning it for 2 years, but now all of a sudden their family complains and gets uninvited. We'll tell you the story coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app. Now, TJ and Riggins.
Yeah. So, I've already told you one of my passions, my obsessions, is the Zodiac, keeping up with astrology. And then my other one is weddings. Oh, my God. And when you combine the two, when your horoscope tells you when to get married and whose Venus is rising and whose moon of the galaxies.
My Venus is rising. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to urgent care later. I feel that my Venus is rising.
I can't come into work. Why? My Venus is rising. What?
Yeah, don't bring that in here. There's a bride who's all upset with her family because she's been planning her wedding, aka wedding, for 2 years, and she planned it to be a Halloween themed wedding. And now some of her family, her mom and her aunt and all that, are saying that it's satanic and trying to talk her out of it, because there's a difference. If you want a Halloween-themed wedding and you want to get married as, you know, some kind of which I don't know why you would, but some sort of a fun little, you know, wholesome type character.
Yeah.
But she, the way she describes it is they're going to be ghoulish and she's going to be like a zombie bride and, you know, all of this other stuff. And then, so now, several of her guests that she had invited on her side are not coming. And when they said they weren't going to be able to make it, then she sent out official uninvited cards to them. Like, well, you know, you it's not that you're not coming because you don't want to. I've uninvited you. You wouldn't be able to come anyway. But you know what this is, Riggins?
What?
It's the same as people getting married as Star Wars characters and all those other different things. It's another example that proves my point that adults today don't want to grow up. They refuse to grow up. They can't even get married without playing dress up and pretend. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I get it.
It's that you know, adult adolescence, the full on never wanting to be an adult and never wanting to act like an adult.
Can an adult marry? Well, this is going to sound bad. Is he into the theme thing too? He's wearing the outfits,
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, what if he's not into it? Is it okay for an adult to marry an adult that hasn't grown up fully yet?
You mean, so he acts like his age and she's an adult and acts like a child or vice versa?
Yeah.
Then no.
It's not going to work.
No.
Okay.
No.
Man. That's crazy because now you've lost family members at your wedding, your friends.
Yeah, and it's worth that much to you to dress, you know, and have this gory Halloween wedding. But, you know, that chronic adolescence is just part of today's life. Stop nodding towards Rob. I'm not talking about Rob. I think if he got married, he wouldn't necessarily wear a costume. He might wear a goofy cartoon T-shirt, but only under his dress shirt.
Radio show, podcast, get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Hello. Riggins, I can't get over how much better your hair looks cut short like that.
Oh, thanks.
You look adorable. I mean, absolutely adorable.
Thanks.
I don't know if I can stand it, not coming over there and pinching your booty cheeks.
Are you
ruffling his hair a little
bit? That's how adorable you are.
Butt cheeks?
Well, pinching cheeks.
I got pinchable. Yeah. I got kind of a bread face.
A what face?
Bread face.
Bread face? There's a lady named Tara Dower from North Carolina who just broke a record by hiking the entire Appalachian Trail.
Ooh.
In 40 days, 18 hours, and 5 minutes. It's just under 2,200 miles, so that's an average of 54 miles per day. She also raised a lot of money for a charity. Her goal was $20,000 for a group called Girls on the Run, and she surpassed that. I know Girls on the Run charity, and it's really cool.
Okay.
It's really cool. They're not running from the law. They're joggers, like exercise.
Thank God. I'm helping them flee.
Girls on the Run. Renegades.
Come on, girls.
And she said, she hoped to, quote, inspire women and girls to go for that tough goal, no matter if it's with running or in life. And so I guess we infer that she means boys can go pound sand and go to hell.
Screw you.
Right?
No.
Yeah, that, you don't think that's what that means? Inspire women and girls to go? You don't think she likes little boys, like, or young men? She doesn't want to inspire them? Because when I read up until that point, I was inspired by her. And I'm a man. I'm a man. And I was inspired by her until I got to that part where she says she didn't want me to be inspired by her.
Well, she didn't say that. She said she wants to inspire girls and women.
And what does that mean?
Does that mean everybody else is excluded?
Hey, if you go to, like, say, a Curves workout place, they still have Curves. they want to inspire girls and women to work out in there, and they don't want men's in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It used to be all women. I don't even know if that's still a thing anymore, but if I say I want to inspire men to do something, then I'm excluding women.
Okay. I kind of get it, but...
All I'm saying, I'm apologizing because I was inspired until I got to that part. I go against her wishes, which was to inspire women and girls. So I went against her wishes until I found out she didn't want me being inspired, and so then I quit it.
Yeah. She's like, not you, though.
Yeah.
Not
you, fat face.
You think you can do 46 miles a day? No, not you.
Never.
Yeah, go get a man to just inspire you to stop eating Crystal as a snack.
You big, bat, crusty. Like, whoa.
I kid, of course. That doesn't mean it's not true. It just means that I'm joking about it.
Yeah. I kid. No,
I'm joking. I'm kidding. Congratulations. That's an incredible thing. Good for her.
Absolutely.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. It's now trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
So I got to call my nephew like first thing when the show is over, because I'm sure he already knows this, but he wakes up, he only gets to play video games one day a week on Saturday morning. No screen time any other time.
Oh, wow.
No TV, no phones ever. Mm-hmm. He gets to play Fortnite on Saturday morning. So he wakes up at 5 a.m. just to get his time in. And Fortnite is trending this morning because there's a new emote. That's what you do when you win a battle in Fortnite. You dance or you like insult your opponents and stuff like that.
I know.
And why are you telling me? You think I don't know that?
It's so flossing funny. Flossing came from.
Oh my God. Good for you, TJ.
Mm-hmm. You actually did know that. Look at that.
Yeah. So the new emote in Fortnite is the bye 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 dance from NSYNC. Do you guys remember that from the music video? Mm-hmm. Bah, bah, bah. So after the success of Deadpool and Wolverine, that is now a new emote to taunt your enemies.
See, Riggins, that's one of the things about being old.
Yeah.
Is that I remember everything.
You do. You're like
bye bye bye. I'm like, yeah, that was what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Of course I remember that.
Come on, JC.
Yeah.
Lance, we know them all. They're all in there. That's funny. Whooping cough cases are on the rise again, like astronomical numbers, scary stuff. And there's a lot of theories about why those cases are on the rise. But have you ever known anybody with whooping cough?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm. I had it yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah. Took some Delsim.
Take it and knock it out. So a lot of people are worried. No. Whooping cough trending this morning.
My daughter used to have all kinds of stuff like that when she was little. I don't know if she had whooping cough, but I know that that when she was little, I had to sleep under one of those croup tents. That's what she had, croup all the time.
Oh, yeah. I had croup when I was a kid, too.
Because I had to sleep under it because she wouldn't. So they thought if I slept under it, then it would cure her. I said it that way, though. It's like I had to sleep under one of the, but I had to sleep in the hospital bed with her. She wanted me to sleep with her because she was scared.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. Rob, I mean, what, a 16-year-old, what are you going to do, you know? I was like, she's a sophomore, but it's my baby girl.
She's texting, my dad's still here. Text me later.
I thought maybe if I asked him to get under this tent and he got wet, he'd want to go home.
That's funny. There's eight new emojis coming to your phone. Check these out. We've got a tree with no leaves. We've got a root vegetable. We've got the flag for a remote island in the English Channel called Sark. That is now in play.
Okay.
Purple splatter. We've got a grimace of some kind. So 8 new emojis. People get very excited when these things come out. So
do they just call that root vegetable?
They called it a root vegetable. To me, that's a turnip, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was going to say radish, but don't ever take
maybe it's more of a turnip. Yeah. Rutabaga.
Yeah.
Rutabaga.
Why would you say anything, Rob?
I was just letting you know what I thought it was.
You don't even know what an apple is.
Yeah. Rob held a plum. He was like, are these grapes? It's like that level of like not knowing fruits and vegetables.
More so, it was me going, am I close?
You were not. But those are just a few things that are now trending.
So what are the bad parts about being so good looking? We talk about this all the time, but here we have a full sit down interview with Riggins to find out.
Oh God. No.
No, I'm just making up
stuff. Oh, thank God.
I don't even know what's coming.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
TJ, do you still hate that term going down the rabbit hole?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
He hates it.
Yeah. I don't know why. Because it never did anything to me.
You're going down.
Yeah, the rabbit hole.
But do you ever find yourself doing that? Like, I need to find out more information or anything like that?
No.
Not on the internet?
No. I have all the information.
Well,
the internet goes down my rabbit hole.
And it's dark. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Wait. So I went down the rabbit hole yesterday on something that I think is crazy. The Post, the New York Post, published this article about 2 weeks ago, and they're talking about Casey Anthony. Remember Casey Anthony, the mom and the daughter, the young daughter died, and it was a manhunt. And then Casey lied to the authorities saying that she had left her daughter with this babysitter, but they were never able to find this actual babysitter, even though she had names and locations. And I think she was convicted of lying to authorities. However, she was convicted of murdering her daughter. They found the daughter.
True.
Casey Anthony has been living a quiet life in Florida for the last years. This was like in 2008. She's been living in Florida. Apparently, she was working out at a gym, and she had a bunch of workout buddies, and they were all in a group text. She and this one guy in the group text started going back and forth. He's been married 22 years. He's got two kids. They start chatting one-on-one. They apparently fall in love. He moves to Tennessee with his family, his two kids and his wife. When the wife leaves to go back to Florida to visit family, Casey Anthony goes up to Tennessee, ends up moving up there. The guy leaves his wife of 22 years and is now openly dating Casey Anthony. Now, if you're wife number one and you've got kids.
Oh, yeah.
Would you not? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, that you're not just driving over there and going, listen, I will kill you. I mean, this is not hyperbole. Yeah. I will kill you with my hands. You know, what has that got to be like?
Well, you know, she was always people online and everything talked about how hot she was.
Yeah.
It was like kind of the forbidden thing is like you can't say she's hot as vicious as she is and all of that. Same way with Scott Peterson, you know, that was convicted of killing his wife an unborn child years and years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know whether, I mean, can you go and say, hey, they're in love, they got married, and I don't want my kids around her because of this, isn't it? And they would say, well, she was not found guilty of harming the child.
She was never convicted of the crime. And I should mention that the kids are adult. They're adult, but still. I don't care. I think if you're a mother and you find out your husband leaves you for Casey Anthony, not good. Not good. Yeah. Freaky, actually.
You wouldn't say, well, you know what? That's not the guy that I married. He's a different person now. If he wants her, it would still be horrible. But you could also look at it that way and go, I'm sickened by that.
Right. There was also a story. They were at a bar, and she went to the bathroom, and as she was coming back, he yelled out in front of the patrons, bring that innocent A over here, like making a scene. I mean, it's just beyond
trash.
Anything. Oh, unreal.
It's trash.
Yeah. More coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app. Now, TJ and Riggins.
Looks like Tech D Rob is leaning fully into Christian Girl Fall. I mean, he has got his chocolate covered pretzels, y'all.
Peanut butter fudge, okay? It's different.
Fudge covered.
Peanut butter.
Peanut fudge. Butter fudge covered pretzels. And he is digging in. That feels very fall, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Feels like
you
fall.
Mean heart attacks?
He's literally going to fall.
Hey, it's fall, y'all. Pumpkins and heart attacks. Pumpkins and plasty.
I got my peanut butter covered flips, and then I'm Purple Monster.
Oh my God, it's a match made in heaven. Are you guys familiar with the fall mom? This is a term being used on social media to describe moms who have young sons in high school playing football, and they go all in to do photo shoots with their sons.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You might have seen a viral video a couple years ago of that quarterback, I think it was, and he's holding his mom, and she's got her legs wrapped around him, and they look like a couple. And she's a very pretty, skinny, you know.
Attention-seeking. That's what the women were saying.
That's what the ladies were saying. Apparently, that was just this kickoff point, because now it's a trend. They call them fall moms. Moms doing photo shoots with their sons in high school while the boys are in their uniforms and the moms are dressed to the nines. And they take, like, he's got his arms wrapped around her waist standing from behind. Him holding up his mom like in a cradle, like you'd hold a baby or a girlfriend. It's weird. It's weird. I don't see anything charming or like, oh, we got to save these moments. Then take a picture in front of the fireplace in your house like everybody else. This is weird.
Yeah. All the years that I played football and baseball and stuff, my mom never dressed up to get in my pictures. Like, she never said, okay, while you got your uniform on, let me go gussy up a little bit and let's take some pictures together.
That's insane.
Let me wear your helmet.
Yeah, no, for real. Well, I mean, that's kind of what it's like.
They're also doing these things where moms go out onto the practice field with them, and the moms tackle the sons, and I think that's more like middle school age stuff.
Is that what it is? Is it attention seeking on the mom's behalf?
No.
All these things?
No. It's the feminization of football. It's the continued feminization of football.
It's that.
Yeah.
Okay, I should have seen that coming. But if you want to waste 20 minutes, just like look up Fall Mom on like TikTok or Twitter or something, and just go look at these photo shoots. I've never seen anything like it.
Do ugly moms do it?
No.
No. Okay. Well, then it may be a look at me thing then, for sure. But I don't know. I haven't seen enough of them you know, I'm not one to throw out blanket statements, Regans.
Well, that is true.
Without investigating things.
Yeah, maybe it's only me. Maybe it's only me. But do yourself a favor today. Check it out.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Thank you so much for listening to us, sharing your life with us today, letting us share ours with you. Love it. Love it. Love it. It's time for Delicious Audio, and that's where we bring funny things to you from all over the internets. I mean, we go all over the internets and the social medias to bring you this stuff. Cream of the crop. Most entertaining audio there is. We're starting off with a daytime court show, which I didn't even know that there were. Last I checked, there were only about 331 daytime court shows, but it seems like it's really grown from that in popularity to over 10,000.
Yeah, they're really popping up and everywhere.
What's this one called, Riggins? What's this?
A Cutler's Court. This is a husband and wife judge team. So they do regular court cases, but it's really about relationships and marriage, custody, things like that.
Okay. So here is the guy judge asking one of the not contestants, but one of the litigants a question.
Do you love her?
Yes.
Are you willing to do whatever it takes to stay with her?
No.
You say whatever it takes. What are we talking about?
You're wondering, like, did you think of that, or did they producers tell you to say that? I mean, that's a crazy thing to say on television. No. Yikes.
And everybody's had that shopping cart that has the squeaky wheel or the wobbly wheel and all that, but this goes way beyond that. It's a guy at Walmart.
Man, I'm in Walmart. I got the loudest basket, and I'm trying to be low key. Listen to this beat.
That's what it sounds like when he's pushing it. He's pushing it, and it sounds like a model airplane or a remote control airplane.
What the f, bro? Man.
I'm trying to be low key.
That's super. If I get a wonky wheel on, I'm not returning it. I'm not going back to the corral to get a new one. I'm just dealing with it.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I wouldn't deal with that. I wouldn't deal with that loud noise.
Yeah, really?
I'd have to just palm everything. No. I'm leaving that. No,
I'd take it all right back. As soon as I heard it make that noise, I'd go get another.
You would?
Yeah. There's no way I'm pushing that around. Okay, and I don't know if we'll have time to get all of this one in or not, but it's a younger lady who needs quarters for the laundry machine. She has a dilemma.
Here's a I'm an idiot, and here's why. My laundry machine takes quarters. Naturally, I'm like, where does one just get quarters? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go on Amazon and buy quarters. You can buy like rolls of quarters on Amazon. I'm like, perfect, I'll do that. And it was like 72 rolls for $10. That the math doesn't equal up, but that's a score. Like I'm getting 17.
So she was shocked when the package came because it wasn't quarters. It was just the empty rolls to put quarters in.
Yeah.
So deal with that.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. It's now trending on the TJ and Riggins show.
Does anybody watch this Menendez Brothers show on Netflix?
No, but I want to. My daughter watched it the other night. Yeah. She was telling me about it.
I think it's Eric Menendez, who was convicted of killing, I think it was it both parents?
Both parents, yeah.
Yeah, shot him with a shotgun, mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. Is speaking out now saying the show is full of lies and everything. And I think they even allude to some sort of incestual relationship between the brothers.
Yeah.
Something
or,
like that.
Or incestuous.
Incestuous. Right, I think. Sorry.
That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah. So I don't know.
But that could be just like one little thing that is like Netflix maybe blowing that out of proportion that people are complaining about to get more attention.
Get a little press going.
But I don't know. I haven't seen it. So I'm just guessing.
You do like some interesting material. I have noticed that.
Thanks.
Well, it wasn't necessarily a compliment. Specifically, did I hear Jody say, your wife, the other day on y'all's podcast that you had to wait for her to get home so you both could watch the Aaron Carter documentary?
No, not
sure
at all.
I did.
Because I haven't seen that. I haven't watched the Aaron Carter documentary.
There was something about the Aaron. I went, there's no way they're just sitting around watching the Aaron Carter documentary.
No.
Okay, maybe.
I don't know what she was talking about.
All right.
Maybe we did watch that Perfect Couple thing.
The Nicole Kidman vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we watched that. and that's a woman show. So.
Yeah,
I like some women shows.
Yeah, you're unafraid to.
Especially like a good rom-com. They just haven't made one in 20 years.
Well, that is also true.
Mm-hmm.
That is also true. Joe Burrow and Jayden Daniels are trending this morning. The Commanders and the Bengals faced each other yesterday. And a lot of people discussing the quarterback's talent, abilities, and looks. Joe Burrow's rocking an unusual look as he walked into the stadium. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
he dresses kind of like a clown sometimes.
He does.
Yeah, as much as I love him and appreciate what all he's done for us LSU fans. I hate to say that. It pains me to say it. But, yeah, he dresses kind of goofy sometimes, but he's young.
You're sticking by your man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
I dressed goofy when I was young.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, I didn't dress like George Clooney back then like I do now.
That's a good point. And did you see Eric Stonestreet from Modern Family talking about ABC rejecting his spinoff? He was going to do a spinoff with his character on the show, Cam and Mitchell, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Cam and Mitchell. Yeah. He threw out the spinoff, and they said, no, thank you. We're not looking for that show. Really shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, and he And he doesn't live in Hollywood anymore either. He got out of that life, he said. He lives in the Midwest.
Really? Well, yeah, it's probably because ABC rejected his show.
Maybe.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Every weekday on your radio and 24/7 wherever you get podcasts. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, TJ, your little friend Jenny, she's got a love of bar food. Yeah. Like, to the point where she almost eats exclusively bar food.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, if you call love being the only thing she eats, then yes.
That, which is a, and she's tiny, but she's a workout freak. So she's like constantly running, doing cardio, so she can eat these crazy amounts of bar food and mozzarella sticks, chicken fingers.
Gallons of beer a day.
Gallons of beer. Yeah. Like, doesn't eat anything with utensils. Like, that's the kind of girl we're talking about.
She but they're foods that aren't made for utensils. She doesn't eat like animal.
Yeah.
No, it's like burgers manners. And chickens and chicken tenders and things like that.
She got manners. Does she like an onion ring?
Yeah.
I've been following this story. There's a guy named Dana Beers. He works at Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
He's kind of a big guy, and he's like, that's his whole thing. He like crushes beers. He's telling this story about going to a restaurant in Cape Cod. It's called the Flying Bridge. This was a while back. He's on a podcast. He's like, I went out with my family, and as we were walking in through the bar area, somebody was eating a plate of onion rings. And when we went to sit down on the patio, we said, let's make sure we get some of those. So we asked the server, hey, before we place our order, can we get some of those onion rings we saw when we got in here? And she said, well, you have to be at the bar to eat those. And he's like, what? And she goes, yeah, it's just you have to order them at the bar and you can only eat them inside. He's like, well, that doesn't make any sense. I'll just go order them at the bar and then bring them out to my family. So he goes in there, orders them at the bar, and then the server, and then takes them back out to his family on the patio. And then they all start pointing at him, like the servers and the bartenders. Yeah. They come out there and say, hey, you can't have those out here. You got to bring them inside. It's like, okay, what's the deal with the onion rings? And she goes, well, there's only one guy in the kitchen that knows how to make the onion rings. And since this is a popular spot, we're afraid that if somebody sees you eating these onion rings walking outside, he's going to get overwhelmed and can't cook anything else. That was the rule at the restaurant. That's crazy. So there's now an update. He went back to this place in Cape Cod, and since the story has gone viral and everybody's tagging the restaurant, it kind of forced their hand. So now everybody is ordering the onion rings. But he finally got his onion rings. Have you ever had like an item that's that good where you feel like, I don't even want to bring this around people?
Yeah. There's a place in Charleston called 167 Raw, and they have the best lobster roll I've ever had in my life. And it's incredible. It's incredible.
And all for like $40?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's about the size of a hot dog. And it's going to cost you about $51.95.
But it's so good.
Oh, my God. It's so worth it. Butter everywhere.
TJ and Riggins coming up. Miss something? Don't worry. You can get the entire show 24/7 on the TJ and Riggins app. Now, TJ and Riggins.
So, if you would please go to, you know, your Spotify, your Apple, your TJ and Riggins family app, and subscribe to all of our stuff. We'd appreciate it so much. That'd be nice of you. It's the least you could do. No, I'm kidding. All right, Riggins, I want to get your opinion on this because I think most people would know where I stand on it. So I'm interested in where you would stand. Do you make to-do lists?
No.
You don't? I didn't think you did. But they're now suggesting that if you feel overwhelmed, make a to-don't list.
Okay, that's great. I'm into this because I'm feeling overwhelmed.
So to-don't lists are for the non-essential things that we do that suck up a lot of our time.
Okay.
It may include don't commit to social engagements. You've already put that on the to-don't list years ago.
Check.
Don't offer to do favors for anyone.
Let me get my pen.
You already got that one.
Check.
Don't schedule meetings before 11 a.m.
Oh.
Don't skip lunch just to keep working. And it says you don't have to make a new to-don't list every day. You just put them up there and just kind of remind yourself not to do these things.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm on board with like half those.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of having to write things down and put it somewhere to keep you from, like, to make you behave a certain way.
Well, you know, you say that, but weren't you also the one that wrote the note and put it on the pantry door? The post-it note said, like, get out of here, you fatso, or something.
Yeah. Okay. Things like that. And obviously it didn't work.
Well, you took the note down. You need to put that note back up.
Right, because it was stupid.
Hey, what did the note say that reminded you that you were fat?
I don't remember. Something like you're in a, nothing tastes as good as the results of hard work feel.
Oh, girl, was that a Weight Watchers? What was that?
That was one of them. That was a Dr. Phil, baby. That was Dr. Pillbilly.
Listen, TJ, nothing tastes as good.
And I also had a really bad picture of myself sitting on top of my alarm. Back then, I used an alarm clock. So when I got up to go turn it off to get back in the bed instead of getting up and working out, I'd see that great big flat picture.
Oh, my God. Jody must have thought you were a freak.
Thought? You mean thinks? She tells me often.
Radio show, podcast, get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Riggins, I think I'm just going to keep from having to stipulate and go through the waste of time of talking about what type of AI something is, or chat GPT SD or whatever. I'm just going to call all modern technology like that robots.
That makes sense.
I'm just going to say, you know, they got this robot now that comes on your computer and talks about this and that. Deep fake robots, you know, whatever.
Deep fake robots, got it.
So that's going to completely kill my philosophy about something's not a robot unless it has a head.
Well, that's the problem.
You know, but I saw a thing where one of the Koreas, I think South Korea maybe, has started working on a robot shopping cart where it hovers instead of rolling. Like, you know, you won't have to worry about a squeaky wheel or whatever. It hovers, but you still have to control it with your hands. I don't know why one would need that.
Why would you need that? The wheels work just fine. Our cars don't hover.
That's what the whole thing was, is that we're going to have hovering shopping carts before we have hover cars.
Well, thank God.
Yeah. But would that be a savings to the business owner, because they have to pay people to come fix those wheels and do all of that stuff? But then again, they'd have to pay technicians to come deal with robot shopping carts.
Exactly. You got to get like a scientist in there to repair the hovering shopping cart, probably.
And what would a Walmart scientist be?
Oh, I good mean, Lord.
You get up in the damn Walmart. You know, whatever. You know, Dr. Runyon, you're needed at shopping carts.
Here we go again.
Walmart scientist.
He's fixing the shopping carts.
Yeah, or at the Dollar General. What's that going to be?
Yeah, really. Doctor, hello? Doctor.
Doctor.
Doctor, we need you at cash wrap immediately.
Or somebody's robot shopping cart will break down right in the middle of an aisle.
Yeah.
And then I guess if it breaks down, it just crashes to the ground. Right?
All your stuff in it.
It's one of the stupidest things.
That is dumb.
But they're coming, man.
They're coming.
These robot shopping carts are coming.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.